Good afternoon, everybody, and as always, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to be a part of this update of the COVID-19 situation here in Timmins. May 1st, really and truly, who would have thought? We've got from Chantel from the Department of Health Unit on the line, and I believe Blaise McNeil as well, so we'll proceed directly to Chantel. Thank you.
Hello, Mayor Perry, it's Dr. Catton. I've jumped in for a couple of minutes. However, I'm expecting a call. If the phone rings, I will have to leave, and Chantel will take over, and she does a great job. So thank you very much for including us again. So before we start the COVID-19 update, I just want to recognize and pass along deepest sympathies on behalf of the Board of Health Unit for the loss of Pat Bamford. And he was a very well-respected and active member of the Board of Health, who was constantly advocating for the health of the entire population and was a very strong and active member of the Board of Health. And we just cannot extend our condolences enough to his family and our gratitude for his ongoing dedication to the Porcupine Health Unit, to public health, and to our community. With respect to COVID-19, there have been no new positive cases in the PHU area for the last 24 hours. As such, our current confirmed number of positive cases remains at 60, with 43 of these cases now being resolved. We have seen 2,055 tests conducted across the Porcupine Health Unit area and currently have 617 under investigation. As of last Friday, the Northern Surveillance Initiative and the increased access to testing at the assessment centers across the region has resulted in an increase in tests being done for COVID-19 across the Porcupine Health Unit. At this point in time, we've seen 5.1% of these tests come back as positive for COVID-19. And again, we just want to refer people to look at our weekly epidemiology update on the Porcupine Health Unit website for more information. The Porcupine Health Unit region continues to offer increase in testing. We continue to encourage people to seek tests, to seek referrals to the assessment centers. Even individuals who have mild symptoms of COVID-19, please conduct the online self-assessment tool, follow the recommendations provided, and contact the Porcupine Health Unit or your primary care provider for referral to an assessment center. The assessment centers are open in all of our larger communities across the Porcupine Health Unit. This includes Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, Kapuskasing, Casing, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Fontaine. And we do have updated information on when the hours of operation are on our website, and we'll have the PHU COVID information line open this weekend, again from 11 to 3. And, of course, we continue with weekdays 9 to 5. As the weather gets nicer, we're seeing some nice sun today. We again remember and encourage individuals who are not in self-isolation to spend some time outdoors while continuing to practice physical distancing and avoiding others from outside their own household. Try to get outside for a walk, play some favorite childhood games, enjoy the sunshine with your loved ones that you live with, and don't forget to put on sunscreen as we continue to advance our public health messages for the population overall. We are making a difference in the Porcupine Health Unit area. We are seeing the results of the hard work that everyone's putting in and following these challenging public health measures. And we just want to absolutely thank everyone for doing their part and continuing with this. And we encourage everyone to not lose sight of the end goal of preventing tragic outcomes from COVID-19 and preventing the spread within all of our communities. So keep up the good work. We will get there. We are getting there, but we can't stop yet. Stay home, stay kind, stay positive, and stay well. Thank you. Merci. Miigwech.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil with the Timmins and District Hospital.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and other folks on the phone. I'd just like to echo Dr. Canton's comments about Mr. Bramford. He was a city representative on the hospital board for a number of years before my arrival, and from what I understand from talking with people here, He was always extremely well prepared for board meetings and represented the city well on the hospital board. With respect to COVID-19, the safety and well-being of our staff, physicians, and patients remains our top priority, and we continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit throughout this investigation. We continue to ensure that all evidence-based precautionary measures are and continue to be implemented at the hospital. We are pleased to see progress that the public health measures have made in our community. Though these measures and the hard work of the staff at Timmonson District Hospital has remained at a stable capacity throughout this pandemic, we continue to adhere to these public health measures. We hope to see the stability continue. While capacity remains stable, the intensity of work remains high. Our staff and physicians continue to work under immense pressure with the added precautions to ensure the safety and well-being of all patients. As I've mentioned before, I've never observed the intensity of sustained effort for such a long period of time. It is imperative that we continue taking steps to ensure this pandemic remains as short as possible. The hospital remains committed to being there for you when you need us, and in turn, we are asking you to stay safe, stay home, unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands frequently. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll go quickly to the media for any questions of our health experts. Okay, hearing none, we'll go to Brian March, who I believe is with us on the line with the Cochrane DSAP.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd also like to lend my voice to for the condolences for Pat Bamford. Pat was a longtime member of the Cochrane DSAP board, and there's no greater calling than a career dedicated to service in his time as an educator and in service with the DSAP. His leadership will be missed. In terms of the emergency medical services, we had a busy day yesterday with 36 calls, 20 in Timmins, and 12 failed the screening protocol. Food security programs, through the Lord's Kitchen, 40 meals were distributed, and an additional 50 were brought to living space. And at the McIntyre, 23 meals were distributed through breakfast, lunch, and supper. And the numbers for the accommodating the homeless patrons were 27 at the Northern College location, 17 at the McIntyre, and 7 at Living Space. And Living Space personnel remain on site 24/7 during social distancing. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. We'll go back to the media for any questions. Okay, hearing none, then we'll turn it over to Mayor Perry for some closing remarks today.
Again, thank you to all that are involved in helping us navigate through this COVID-19 crisis in Timmins. We collectively as a city are doing a wonderful job. The TPS is on the line and they have no updates. So we know that the citizens of Timmins are taking this very, very seriously, and we are doing the right things right. We can't lose sight of the fact that we've got excellent community partners, and I do want to mention that Glencore Kid Operations COVID-19 donations have now surpassed $100,000. Community support like that, community partners like that, are phenomenal to have them in Timmins, and we're very lucky and fortunate as a community that we've got them. On a more mundane level, we can't ignore, in fact, the other emergency that may or may not unfold at this time of year, and it's rising waters on the Mattagami, and you'll see a news release out of Madam Flood Watch. We are emergency response team here led by Chief Logren is actively dealing with that on a daily basis now as well. We also, during this crisis, emphasize that lives and sadly enough, deaths occur, and in these particular times it's not always possible to get together, in fact impossible to get together to celebrate lives. But as has been mentioned previously, we lost a very valuable citizen in Pat Bamford, and it's with deep sadness that we learned of Pat's passing yesterday. Pat served our community with true dedication and commitment for many years, and we certainly be missed by all who knew him. We'd like to extend our most heartfelt condolences to his family and friends during this truly trying time, and it is our hope that all those grieving will find ways to connect, remember, and celebrate the truly wonderful man he was. A retired educator for 35 years in our community, Pat also dedicated 12 years to representing Ward 4 on City Council and was a champion for the needs of the East End. He was thoroughly involved in the development of the new Whitney Fire Hall as part of the Northern College Integrated Emergency Service Complex, as well as upgrades to the East End sanitary system. He was also integral in securing financial support for the Connaught Museum. While Pat was passionate about our community as a whole, he also represented council on various boards, most notably Timmins and District Hospital, Timmins Economic Development Corporation, the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board, and the Golden Manor Committee of Management. I don't think I ever met Pat once without feeling that he was just simply a kind and very generous man. Our condolences go out to Pat and his family. The other individual that had a historical importance to Timmins that I want to mention, and I did not know this individual, but her obituary was sent yesterday to me by one of her daughters, and truly a phenomenal person. There's out there that recognize her and remember her. Helen Brzezinski Evanoff. For several decades, Helen worked as a volunteer in Timmins, the Canadian Red Cross, St. Mary's Hospital, the Canadian Cancer Society, Heart and Stroke Foundation, Catholic Women's League, the Lord's Kitchen, the Church of the Nativity, the Epilepsy Foundation, the Ukrainian Culture Festival, and for a time was the social convener for the seniors in her building, as well as many other organizations and associations. As the year went by, she continued to do what she could for others, even when her eyesight was failing. In 1996, the Canadian government recognized Helen for all that she did for her community by presenting her with the Governor General's Award for Volunteerism. Mayor Vic Powers, Mayor of Timmins at the time, hosted a party at the Senator Hotel to celebrate this occasion. In addition, Helen was awarded the Paul Harris Medal from the Rotary Club for her dedication to community. She was instrumental in organizing functions to raise money to feed children caught up in hunger pandemics in third world countries. Various organizations have honored her over the years for her hard work and dedication. Helen was known as the Lady with the Heart of Gold, and she did her best to make the world a better place for others. She was always cheerful, kind-hearted, and gave generously over time. The family is requested that you please plant a tree in her memory and donate for children's charity that makes a difference in the world of her name. That would put a smile on her face. Her family, her parents came to Porcupine in 1909 from Poland. So a lifetime spent in the Porcupine and the Timmins area and dedicated to the benefit of the community. We can't forget these people, although COVID-19 has certainly dominated the news and dominated our lives. Those that passed that have contributed significantly to the community have to be remembered. And Helen, rest in peace, and our condolences to your family. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Peary, and thank you to the members of the media for joining us this afternoon.